So babies need to eat, but they can't. Is that a big problem? Well, yes, it's a big problem. How big? So you would think the Biden administration would do something about it, and they certainly could if they wanted to. They could do anything. These are the people who claim to have the power to control global weather systems, the power to bend human biology to their will. So nothing is beyond the scope of their powers. And yet in this particular case, Joe Biden is in no hurry to fix the problem. In fact, he joked about it today.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have, but we moved as quickly as a problem became apparent to us.
Well, if we'd been better mind readers, get it? It's hilarious because actually nobody can read minds. Joe Biden's being sarcastic like your 14-year-old daughter. Lay off, Dad, it's not my fault. Okay, so Joe Biden does not read minds, but the question is, does anyone in the White House read newspapers or watch television news? Supplies of baby formula were down at least 20% as far back as January. That was not hidden knowledge, it was public knowledge. It was out there. Okay, so Joe Biden has been on this problem since February. So why is it still a problem? Why is it still impossible to buy baby formula in stores in San Antonio tonight? Well, the White House has an answer for that too. And the answer is greedy mothers. They're the problem.
How dare those moms want their kids to have formula?
Well, it's difficult for, I think, for people not to hoard things.
Well, I mean,
when it comes to their children,
yeah,
you know,
when you think there's a crisis coming, you pick up one or two extra ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do the same thing with the canned beans.
Yeah, would it be that that our government was as on top of that?
Right.
Well, he says they responded as soon as they could.
Well, they've known since February, since they shut the one plant down in Michigan.
Right.
Which now they say they're suing. Heard the story last night. They're suing Abbott, I think, for telling them to hurry up and get it. Well, they're, you know, in other words,
helpful.
Save our bacon.
Right.
Get up and running. You're making us look bad. When I'm sure when the FDA came in and shut it down, they slow walk everything. Well, they didn't know they were slow walking a crisis coming into being. And now everybody's caught with their pants down.
Well, apparently, they have reached an agreement with regulators to restart production.
Right.
In its largest factory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to be over a month before anything ships.
You just don't flip the switch to get a line up and running like that.
So. Right. Right.
It's just another crisis.
Day in paradise.
Yeah, and it seems like these guys are the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing.
That's a blast from the past.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's Come to the Table Tuesday.
Yep.
We hope you'll participate with that today. It's brought to you by Harvest Baptist Church, where they remind you it's time to be kind.
They do.
And Honey Baked Ham there, mm-hmm, on Candler's Mountain Road. We'll talk about that a little bit later. If you haven't put in for that, though, do send us an entry and let us get your name in that. You could win box lunches for up to 10 people.
Sounds good.
Here's our thought of the day for today. It's from Babe Ruth. Never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because he did strike out.
Yeah, quite a few home runs,
but
too.
But he nailed it, too.
Damn,
that's right.
I have quite a few home runs.
Hey, it's your day today. Are you excited?
What do you mean? The fact that it's my wife's birthday? Happy birthday, honey.
Well, it is her day because today is National Pack Rat Day.
Oh, I'm sorry it fell on your birthday, sweetheart.
No, Carrie, you love it. They're encouraging them not to be pack rats.
Oh, no. It's got to be recognition because it's such a good thing.
No, but I'm not surprised you think of it like that.
Today, here's our Mind Jam trivia, 434-248-0704. If you want to participate, it is National Pack Rat Day. I'm feeling those warm and fuzzies.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of stuff we keep do we actually use? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife is calculating as we speak.
Well, I should get you, like, the Pack Rat King crown or something.
I probably have one. It's in the garage.
I just can't get to
it
right
there's
now.
There's another one in the basement, too.
That's right. So we want to know, what percentage of the stuff we keep do we actually use? So you can text that to us this morning.
I'll tell you what. Just so you don't think I'm keeping this around for no reason.
Your little junky toy car.
My little junky toy car. I just used it. So
I keep my toys on my work area unapologetically. I get it. On this day in history, in 1944, General Eisenhower sets D-Day for June the 5th. Now, you know that was an exciting day.
Yeah.
When that announcement was made. Maybe not as exciting as D-Day, but you could see the end was near.
Yeah, and I mean, if you ever want to watch a good movie, Tom Selleck playing Dwight Eisenhower, and the movie is all about leading up to D-Day and how they made decisions, and it's very, very well done. I highly recommend it.
In 1970, an anonymous buyer purchases one of the pairs of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, bought them for $15,000 at an MGM studio auction, and donates them to the Smithsonian Institute.
Hmm. Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back.
Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
You stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone.
Is that Nancy Pelosi with the green makeup?
You have no power here. Be gone. Oh, love it. Yeah, they auctioned off a lot of stuff. And I've been watching The Offer on Paramount about the making of The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
And in one of the scenes, they're mocking the head of MGM, saying, well, you know, we're not in quite as bad a shape as you are after Love Story, after they did Love Story.
Okay, yeah.
So we're not having a fire sale and selling off all of our... It's like, yikes, that's not nice. So there. 1973, Stevie Wonder releases this musical single, and it goes to number one. It wins him a Grammy Award for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance.
You are the sunshine of my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-mm, yeah, yeah. You are the apple of my eye.
I don't think you can listen to that and be in a bad mood.
No.
I don't see... Should be mandatory listening every morning.
Many a time at dinners, boy, I tell you, old and young alike love that song.
It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
We got some birthdays today.
We do.
Craig Ferguson having a birthday today.
Yep. Former CBS late night show guy. Interesting cat.
It was your mother was married to...
To my father.
To your father.
My,
Hey, these days, you know, that's something. So you were in the army as a child?
Yes. Wow. I was like a prodigy Nikita style.
Can you do all that? Can you do all that kind of...
And he would lean... If you watched any of the videos, there's still tons of them up online. He leans into these female guests. I mean, he's practically in their lap. He's quite a flirt. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe the Me Too kicked him
off.
But
he seems, I don't know, he seems a...
He is funny.
A bit harmless, though. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah, like non-threatening.
Yes.
He's got that Scottish thing going on.
He does.
Turning 60 today.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Alexander is turning 49.
Men are not attracted to the smell of death. Really? Okay, that's enough.
You'd want to know if you had Marfan syndrome, wouldn't you?
You did it again?
Orbicularis oculi and pars orbitalis.
What are you doing?
Peeling off her face.
She did not just say that.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you played that.
From Rosalie and Isles. She's the quirky little... I guess you have to be a little quirky to be a forensic person.
You know, I would think so. You'd have to try to keep it light.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Inya is having a birthday today, moving on, and is turning 61 today.
Sail away after that last bit.
Mm-hmm.
She says this like 500 times.
I played that song a lot.
That was a big
hit. Honestly, it didn't get on my nerves like it probably should.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's just one step away from Baby Shark, when you think about it.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah, but I still loved it.
Yeah.
Weird.
This next guy, Hill Harper, 56. He was on CSI New York. Very, very intelligent guy. And does a lot of really great things when it comes to reaching the black community.
And to the extent that we undereducate our young people, yet we say, oh, you know, come on, do something. But we're not educating them. We aren't providing a foundation for them to build a life. We're providing a foundation to build another life, an alternate life, which is this mass incarceration life. We have to deal with the education of our young people in urban environments especially.
And he's, you know, making an effort to do that. So, good guy.
Mm-hmm. And then we have one more drummer, Bill Burford of Yes, and King Crimson is 73.
Got that boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You making it happen.
Definitely hear him.
Owner of the Lonely Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
By Yes. Yes, again, yes, yes, yes. And it's happy birthday to my wife. I just gotta, I failed this morning. I was so out of it.
You didn't tell her happy birthday?
I didn't. So I'm making up for it right now.
Wow.
I mean, I got to the station and I looked at the date. I mean, I'm normally it's like the first thing out of my mouth.
Right.
And, of course, we're not sleeping in the same bedroom right now because...
Well, did you even see her?
Well, I did see her. She got up and, you know, started with her workout and stuff.
Oh, she probably got up so you could wish her happy birthday.
Yeah, so...
Loser!
I am a loser today. So I have to make it up in some sort of way. Honey, I love you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Okay, maybe I'm getting...
You know how you could make it up to her?
How?
You could, like, go home today.
Mm-hmm.
And clean out your garage.
No, oh,
you could make like a huge donation to the Goodwill.
God. Oh,
and that would she would be so happy. That would be the best birthday ever.
It would be,
and I would. And it's National Pack Rat Day. This is the day to do it.
Dead and gone already. That's the only way that's going to happen. I will be dead and gone.
Kara, I tried, girl. I tried.
Today is National Pack Rat Day. What percentage of stuff we keep? Do we actually use? That is a great question. I guessed at it.
Okay.
I was wrong.
We've got other folks guessing at it, too.
Okay.
25%, mm-hmm. 30%. Several people said 30%.
Okay.
We'll tell you what the answer is when we return.
619.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I like it. Sing his birthday today.
60? No, I'm
61.
Sorry.
61. Yeah. Hey, we're getting lots of guesses in with our Mind Jam.
Yeah, it is National Pack Rat Day.
Yeah.
Disturbance in the Force. Now that I know what it means.
He was excited at first. Yeah. He thought it was a day honoring those who collect junk.
Yeah, exactly.
Much like himself.
So as a pack rat, what percentage of stuff do I keep that I actually use? I said to you yesterday, 10%, but it's probably a little higher.
Well, Teresa said, from the amount of stuff we purged when we moved, I would say we didn't use 70 to 75% of what we owned.
Hmm.
Also, this just in from your wife.
Oh,
if Mark would clean out his garage, that would count as birthday, anniversary, Valentine's, and Christmas for 5 years.
Oh, come on, honey.
Wow.
Come on.
There's going to be men all over saying, you better get on that.
Come on.
the answer.
The garage doors are closed at all times. You don't even have to look in.
Are you embarrassed by your garage?
I am embarrassed when I open the door right now because okay. I'm still...
See, that's the sign of a hoarder. There's a difference in a hobbyist and a hoarder. And that difference is shame.
Wow.
Do you proudly display what you have? Or are you embarrassed?
There are parts of my shop that I fully would display, yes.
You're backtracking now, buddy. You're backtracking. So 80% of what we keep, we never use.
Wow.
80%.
Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it?
I've went through one purge in my office when I started remodeling Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I've got another one. I've got another one I need to do. Because the office still isn't done because I never have any time. But
well, here's some facts about clutter for Pack Rat Day.
Okay, all right. All right.
It can lead to stress. A cluttered space may lead to a cluttered mind.
Mm.
Cluttering eats time away. Having a better home organization means less time looking for the things you need.
Mm.
Garages are the main culprits. 50% of homeowners describe the garage as the least organized space in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it hinders your social life. People who live in cluttered spaces may feel embarrassed about it and isolate themselves. And then you end up on that show, Hoarders. So sometimes I just watch Hoarders to feel better about myself, if I'm being honest.
So, okay.
All right. My back room looks bad, but it doesn't look that bad.
Right.
So there's that. It's also National Cherry Cobbler Day.
Now we're talking.
Now that's something you
now can, that's something I can
that's a
get
celebration
behind.
I can get behind. Cherry Cobbler is that it's the day for
okay.
that.
All right.
And then it's also National Idaho Day.
National Idaho Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
And Walnut Day.
Okay.
So there's a lot of days today. So
well, if you feel like you need to have someone to talk to about your clutter situations, 866-916-3776.
Hey, Mark Lamb is your brother from another mother because yeah. he is all about it. So
studio lines here locally, 434-534-8500. I can't see the other stuff. It's just too cluttered over there.
Over there to see. I will say it was the most shared of the days. Like the
really?
It'll show how many people shared
okay
things and Pack Rat Day gets shared a lot, so I think there's a lot of people
well,
who perhaps struggle
okay
with that.
For those of you that have had a whatever it's called the rental place, you know, offsite, Uncle Bob's rental,
yeah,
you know, for 10 years and you haven't gone to it, I mean, admitting it is the beginning of
right
saving $189 a month of something that's probably gone bad since you parked it there.
Well, could be.
See, I'm not that bad. I just added to the shop, though. Just added a few extra.
So you're not actually paying for somebody
footage.
To keep your junk.
Right.
So you feel a little superior there.
Well.
It's quite the caste system you got going. Wow. All right. Wow. That's okay. Look, I can't say anything because my
well,
we're in full wedding mode right now.
Yeah,
and
your hubby just got him a beautiful building.
Oh yeah!
Just came up out of the ground. It was amazing, and I'm feeling good for him, because you know, I mean, you have sheds and stuff, and it gets to be cumbersome after a while. But when you can have a nice building to put it all in, it does make a difference.
Yeah,
a little more organized and be able to bring in a vehicle and work on it, and
he's pretty excited.
Yeah,
and
I'm excited for him.
And I'm excited because all the little places that he had stuff stashed.
Right.
So, that I could see.
Right.
Made me a little twitchy.
That's all going to get cleaned up.
It's
right?
No, it's cleaned
it's
up.
It's gone already. Okay.
Because yeah, grass doesn't grow under that boy. He was on it.
It done
yesterday.
Done be gone.
And I have a lot of stuff too.
Right.
I've got, I have a lot of things that I use from when I do events or when I entertain. Mm-hmm. I've got lots of dishes and
right.
and stuff like that. And I love that. And I love entertaining. And I'm not getting rid of it. So I get that.
Well,
we all have something.
I have a story of a family member who was collecting stuff for years and years and years. And a lot of it was like metal, and he was going to scrap it out. And, you know, you make money by doing this. He'd bring stuff home from the job sites because it was, you know, he'd strip it and take all the... Anyway, it came around to where the insurance company came and said, that's a hazard over there, you know, over near that building that's behind your house. It's a hazard, and we're not going to insure you until you clean it up.
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh. He had to go into, like, crazy mode to get to the metal place to try to at least absorb some of the money that he'd been hoping to build up. You know, that was like his little gold mine over there.
Right.
And it all got cleaned up.
Okay.
You know.
Did he make a little money?
He made a little money. Finally went to the...
Was it enough to justify all that work and clutter?
Well,
No, I can tell you the answer. The answer was no. Did he have a wife?
Yes, he did.
Golly. It's a miracle he
Yes,
kept
he does.
You're a saint, my lady.
Oh, there's a lot of saints out there. There's a lot of women out there that are, God bless them, my wife being one of them.
There's a star in your crown. Kimberly McBroom is coming up. She's got your local headlines for Lynchburg, the South Side, Roanoke, and we'll get you updated on the stories you need to know to get your Tuesday started here on The Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Good thing my wife only has to walk like 2.5 feet into the shop to get to the switch for the water fountain up there at Upper Nirvana. Otherwise, she'd probably trip and hurt herself.
You might want to move that sucker to the outside or something.
6:31.
We'll speak of it no more.
Yep. Come to the table Tuesday is today as well. We'll talk about that in a bit.
And currently, we have 54 degrees in Bedford, 55 in Lynchburg, 54 in Roanoke and Salem, 52 in Danville, 53 in Appomattox.
So, wondering about baby formula, if you're a mom out there, or maybe you're a grandma out there worried about your daughter being able to provide for your grandkids, if you're searching for formula online, beware, there are scams lurking all over the internet. The Better Business Bureau is warning parents to carefully read and review and look at the language on the site before you purchase any formula. Eats on Feets Virginia is a legitimate breast milk donation share. Better Business Bureau serving Western Virginia president, CEO, and we have her on the air here occasionally. Julie Wheeler checked in these sites and reviewed the details, the disclosures on that particular site. There were no red flags, but said, please be aware, especially those groups, some of them on Facebook, not all totally legit out there. We talked about it some here yesterday on the program. You have to do your due diligence and make sure you're not being scammed. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to the Better Business Bureau and go to their website, bbb.org. There's the information up there as well.
Former Democratic Virginia Governor Doug Wilder says it's time for new leadership at Virginia Commonwealth University after the college ultimately chose not to fire a college professor who Wilder says threatened him and disrespected Susan Gooden, the dean of the Wilder School of Government and Public Affairs. It might very well be the president needs to go, Wilder said. It all started January 2021 when Jim Burke, an employee at VCU, tasked with working with state agencies, texted Wilder about Republican Glenn Youngkin's incoming administration. Burke told Wilder, "Welcome to the Nazis," and WTF, is this what you wanted, Doug? Burke told Wilder he effed up badly. Wow. Okay. At first, I thought this is someone who's completely off their rocker crazy, said Wilder. I had to reread it because I couldn't believe this was coming from anyone who worked at the school. His job calls for him to work with state agencies. He doesn't teach a course at our school. His job is to make the services of our school available for the administration in our state as well as local levels. That's what he is paid to do. So I couldn't understand it. I didn't know what he was referencing in terms of me having effed up so badly. The real question is, what was it that I did? And he still has not said that. More importantly, he went on to say that his immediate supervisor, that he's taken down bigger fish than me, and I was going to find myself in a bad place. Wilder served as an advisor to Youngkin during the transition, along with other former Virginia governors, but Wilder didn't officially endorse Youngkin or his Democratic opponent during the election. Later, Burke told his supervisor, "I stand by what I said. I was right." Adding, "If Wilder tries to make things worse, he'll find himself in a bad place." Wilder says that is threatening language.
Sure it is.
And honestly, I'm looking at a picture of the guy who just looks like...
Nut job.
I mean, he just looks like a little... Like he's got little man disease or something.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Like Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I got you.
Like I'm trying to be a tough guy.
Right. I got you.
You see? I don't know. Very, very strange. He should not be...
No, in a position. No.
If your job is to be the go-between, you don't call our governor a Nazi.
Right. Exactly.
And you don't threaten a former governor, good governor.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Doug Wilder was a good governor.
He's a good man, and, you know.
He was moderate. He wasn't off the chart.
And he's tried to be a reasonable voice at times
and
where
we
needed it. You know,
and even in this last election,
he knew
Northam for what he was.
Yeah, and he knew Terry McAuliffe.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Moving on.
Yeah, on to more brighter things. A Lynchburg wedding planner is using flowers to spread kindness. Philanthropy has set out a number of flowers across downtown Lynchburg, many by the public pianos. Founder B. Kirby wants people to take a flower for themselves and one for a stranger. She says giving them to others will help spread kindness through the Hill City. I've seen people just beaming with joy as they pick up their flowers, and it's just made her day, among others. The flowers were donated by a couple recently who got married. I just think that's pretty cool.
You know, I have a friend who would take wedding flowers, mm-hmm. and she would make arrangements and take them to nursing homes.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
After the wedding, which was, that was also, I thought, just a really sweet way to deal with that.
Occasionally we were given, you guys want to take some of the centerpieces, and we would take them. If they were flowers, we would go over, the name of the hotel that is right near the hospital. Slips my mind, but it's there for families to have to come from out of town. It's kind of like a Ronald McDonald House in a way. And we would bring the flowers in there and let them display them and brighten things up inside the hotel.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
You know, there's always a good use for flowers.
A Virginia tribe is getting a boost to help keep roofs over their members' head. Monacan Indian Nation in Madison Heights received $409,437 in federal funding for affordable housing. Tribal Administrator Adrian Compton says this money will be used for several things, including rental assistance, buying homes for the tribe, weatherization, and other programs like the youth drug prevention and rehabilitation services. I don't know if it's enough money to do all that, but he did say the federal funds will come in very handy and are used diligently to help us help people. And he says inflation has put a lot of stress on members, and the funding is going to help tremendously. He also adds that the money will help their elders have a comfortable retirement. They deserve it if anybody does. And said that it'll help younger members of the tribe become homeowners in the future. Like I say, that's not that much money when you start talking about building houses and that type thing. I hope they will be good stewards of it. I don't know if you've seen the story about... do you remember when, after Katrina, and Brad Pitt went to the Lower Ninth Ward there in New Orleans, and was going to build a neighborhood for people after Katrina? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
It was a big deal.
Yeah,
I mean, it was star studded. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow.
Ellen DeGeneres, Bill Clinton. I mean, everybody was praising that. Now, it's an absolute disaster. It was 109 homes.
Right.
That would give survivors a chance to become first-time homeowners. The problem is sometimes with situations like this, people aren't ready to be a homeowner.
Yeah.
Because being a homeowner doesn't just mean you don't have to pay rent anymore. That means you're responsible for the upkeep of
Absolutely.
The home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to do. So, I mean, I say that as a cautionary tale. Mm-hmm. If these people are going to become homeowners for the first time, they need to understand that they're responsible for maintaining and upkeep with that home. Apparently, there were issues with this Brad Pitt settlement in a very short period of time. There were defects, water intrusion, black mold, porches rotted through, stair rails collapsing, fires caused by electrical problems, plumbing problems, poor ventilation, class action lawsuit filed against Brad Pitt and his charity.
Wow.
By some of the few remaining residents. Other residents reported termite infestations. Multiple residents have fallen sick.
How did it devolve so quickly?
And the structures are not yet a decade old.
Yeah.
I mean, they say there are six of the 109 that remain in reasonably good shape.
Six. Wow.
Of the remaining homes, six have been abandoned since the first residents moved in. We're shocked at how the project deteriorated over the past. Apparently, some of the, I mean, and it had like next gen features, solar panel roofs and energy efficient heating and cooling and sustainable materials. And each house would be sold below $150,000. Mm-hmm. And he was boasting in 2010, we're cracking the code on affordable green homes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently some of the like railings and stuff have glass in them.
That's odd.
And they rotted. Glass infused wood was rotting from the inside out. They didn't use the proper paint, waterproof, weatherproof paint, to survive New Orleans torrential downpours. Some houses had flat roofs. Why would you put flat roofs in New Orleans?
Water's got to go off somewhere.
They lacked features like rain gutters, overhangs, cover beams.
Wow.
That means more to you than it does to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just improper construction. Yeah.
So the Make It Right Foundation, that's what it was called, has since disappeared.
Sure.
We're not seeing too much about that. We're going to be seeing more on this lawsuit.
Yeah, sure.
So,
hey, just want to mention here real quick, Rosemary and George Dawson Inn is what it's called. And it is a nonprofit facility that provides affordable lodging for patients and family and friends of patients who are receiving medical care in the central location. So that Dawson is a really neat place. It's not, I guess, the Ronald McDonald House you can stay for free. So it's not that, but it is subsidized and it's affordable. And of course, George Dawson did some
to the
great things.
Hospital.
You know, for Central over all those years. And it's literally just almost across the street from the hospital. So
still nice to
great location.
Nice to have.
All right. So Pack Rats Day is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, what do you feed a pack rat?
Oh,
it's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
It's been my experience that pack rats aren't particularly picky. I won't mention any in particular. Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day and working hard to keep their shelves stocked so they can keep your food prices very low. Today is National Cherry Cobbler Day.
Yes.
So as a nod toward that, I'm giving you the recipe for cherry cobbler bars.
Oh, okay.
So this is a bar cookie.
Right.
So it would be something you could take into work, or it just has a longer shelf life than a cobbler. Cobbler, you kind of have to eat right when you make it. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And grease a 8x8 pan. It has to be 8x8, not 9x9. You'll run out of dough. So Just make sure you get that right. Okay. In a large bowl, you're going to mix together flour, baking powder, and salt. In another bowl, you're going to beat together your butter and your sugar until it's smooth and creamy, about 2 to 3 minutes. Then you're going to add in an egg, one at a time, and your vanilla. Make sure that's all mixed up. Then gradually put in that flour mixture. The dough will be soft and slightly sticky. If it's too warm, you can refrigerate it for about 15 minutes. Then you're going to spread about 3/4 of the dough into the pan. Then you'll spread your cherry pie filling over the top of that. And then you're just going to drop the remaining dough by, it says by spoonfuls. I usually put it in my hand and pat it out a little bit so I get a little bit more coverage.
Okay.
And you'll get that cobbler look to it. You're going to bake it for about 35 minutes until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, and then cool it for 15 minutes. While it's still warm, you can make a glaze out of powdered sugar, milk, and vanilla, and then you're just going to drizzle it all over the bars that are still warm, and then let that harden, and then serve them up.
Mm.
Maybe with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's National Cobbler Day, and you might want to try this cherry. It's National Cherry Cobbler Day, so you might want to try this cherry cobbler bar. It's pretty delicious. You can find it by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share. Brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. Get ready to grill with F&L Market. Fresh Boston butt roast is $1.99 a pound. Save on whole ribeye, $7.99 a pound, and slice for free. Family pack assorted pork chops are $2.49 a pound. Family pack split chicken breasts are $1.39 a pound. And F&L Market makes dinner easy with fresh made meatloaf made fresh every day, $4.99 a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
It was been around in that Texas town, by the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go.
I want to go. I want to go back to my garage and claim my new term that I just found as I was doing research on being a clutter bug. You can call me a clutter bug. Call me a pack rat. Just don't call me late for, you know, what were we having today? Cherry cobbler bars.
I'm just telling, it is National Pack Rat Day, and they're saying...
Yeah.
You know, that this is the day to take the first step towards changing the rest of your life.
I'm celebrating it as Pack Rat Day. I'm saying, yes, somebody finally has recognized, because we are what is called a maximalist. Thank you. I am a maximalist, not a minimalist. I married a minimalist.
Let me see this.
No, it's right there. Maximalist. Look at these pictures of what you can do with stuff.
Okay. All right. See, again, if I go into your garage, yes, and it, first of all, that, mm-hmm, all of that gives me a huge amount of anxiety.
It's very colorful.
I had a very wise person say,
yeah,
everything you own owns you.
Okay.
It takes time to dust it, to take care of it, to maintain it, to, you know.
Yeah, but when it's in the shop, you just take an air hose and blow it off. Just blow the dust off of it.
And that's very, very organized, meticulous.
Wow.
That's just a bunch of crap in a room is what that is.
I'm going to post this picture.
There's nothing glorious about that at all. I'm sorry. And you're telling me that that's what your garage looks like, that everything's all neatly laid out?
I wish my garage looked that good.
No, it looks like hoarders. That's what it
looks
like.
No, it doesn't look like hoarders.
You are not a maximist.
I'm a maximist.
You're just trying to justify.
Maximalist. I got to get that down. That's hard to say.
I don't think Kara's going to buy that either. Hey, did you see where Disney has announced that they've replaced Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean?
With who?
They are developing a script for a Pirates of the Caribbean starring a woman.
Oh, okay.
No more Jack Sparrow. It's not going to be the same.
Okay.
Margot Robbie.
I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's who's going to be replacing.
Okay.
They're actively working on two Pirate 6 scripts.
Okay.
One with Margot Robbie and one without. When asked if Captain Jack Sparrow would return, he responded, "Not at this point. The future is yet to be decided." Huh. All right. Margot Robbie was in Wolf of Wall Street and Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Jack Sparrow's character is such a quirky, odd character.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the... I mean, it's not that I don't like it. I just never got into it. I would flip the channel and see it was on, you know, and I don't need, like, gory, ghostly characters. That's just not my thing. But I think he's going to be hard to replace. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
when Karate Kid and some of these other ones try to do it, like Home Alone with other people. No. It just doesn't work. Just kill the series, Disney.
Yeah, the end.
The end, exactly.
All right.
The end.
Yeah, just create something new. Don't try to redo it.
Yeah. I come up with a new name for myself.
Although they did that with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Some people really liked it.
Well, yeah.
I preferred the original, but it was good. It was just weird.
I've come up with a nickname for myself.
The Pack Rat?
No, the Pac-Man.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
I got to find the Pac-Man song.
All I know is I tried, Kara. I really, really genuinely tried.
I just posted that picture of that glorious room with all those different colorful... You know, what is the thing in India where they... All the powders and all the great colors and they do that thing, you know? It's like a celebration.
And now you're telling me that's what your garage is like?
No. That's what this room that I posted on Facebook looks like, one of those Indian celebrations.
It looks like I need, like, anxiety medicine.
You know.
That's what it looks like to me.
A Valium or two?
There's just too much stuff. It's too much
stuff.
There's
a lot of stuff in that room.
And then you showed me one that was, like, all dolls. Also terrifying. Why stop there? Why not do clowns something?
That will definitely get my wife's attention. No clowns. Don't send in the clowns. No clowns.
Mm.
Absolutely no clowns.
So as we are moving into our next hour,
yes,
we're going to be talking. Well, first we'll hear from Bill Trefero. He'll have some local headlines for you. Also, Jordan Peterson, who I'm really fond of, has announced he's leaving Twitter. And there's a very interesting and I think valid reason why. So we'll talk about that a little bit in the next hour and kind of see where we are on that whole thing.
Okay.
Are they any closer to finalizing it?
Well, here's what Elon said just yesterday. He wants to know how many fake accounts there are.
Right, exactly.
How many bots there are.
That's what's slowing things down.
And until he finds that out, no sale.
Yeah.
And if we find out there's a bunch of fake accounts, that's going to prove
gonna
what
a
lot of people.
There's going to be a price change.
Right, yeah, I think so. We'll see what happens. It's almost 7 o'clock on Come to the Table Tuesday. If you want to be part of that, you could still join in. Text us, 434-248-0704. All we need is your name and your email address and say, hey, I want to be part of the Come to the Table Tuesday. Me and 9 other people want to eat some really good food from Honey Bank Ham. They're part of this, and we're just so grateful to them and Harvest Baptist Church, who reminds us it's time to be kind.